This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Weather conditions, good or bad, are something growers have to deal with every year. And as our La Nina repeat from last year lingers, what are forecasters expecting? State climatologist Nick Bond says La Nina weather patterns have tendencies that we can usually count on.
Except for the very strong ones, the strong La Ninas and the really strong El Ninos that have quite a predictable response. Sometimes the weak events have just as big or bigger impact on our weather as the more moderate events.
Bond says last year's weather turned out pretty good for some producers, but predicting if this year will be similar is tricky.
We don't have a great deal of skill the further out we go, but we do have some predictive skill for the summer months, and they look to be on the warm side right now. Not necessarily torrid like 2015, but that's probably pretty good, it sounds like, for the wine growers.
But Bond says those may not be the best conditions for everyone.
I know there can be sometimes too much of a good thing, and my understanding was for the wheat farmers, they were delayed getting into their fields, and that sometimes there can actually be too much water, even in the drier parts of the West.
Bond says as wildfire season looms just months away, they're also researching ways to better predict storms and other weather conditions that might contribute to the number and severity of those fires.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.